Welcome to the Insight Through Experience podcast, a podcast created to provide information about what life is like inside the most specialized special tactics organization in the U.S. Air Force. In these episodes, we'll be bringing you the experiences from many of our experts, ranging from our human performance optimization staff, our combat mission supporters, as well as our special warfare operators. Our main objective with these podcasts are to provide the listener with a unique look inside our culture of excellence. Now sit back, relax, take some notes, prepare to hear from some of the Air Force's finest. Thank you for joining us on the Insight Through Experience podcast. All right, welcome back to our second installment of Operator Selection from the Candidate's Perspective, day number two. So from the first episode, hopefully you got to hear those experiences that the nine guys gave. I liked listening to them because there's still an air of energy, a lot of positive things, still some things that they can see that are coming on the horizon that they're going to need to work on and improve upon. But still the mood is good as they were going to bed on night number one, knowing that the next day is going to start bringing a little bit of sleep deprivation. The stress is probably going to be turned up a little bit, and probably some new problems will be thrown into their awareness that they're going to have to work on. And I think you will hear in the second episode, that's exactly what happened. So this is entertaining. It's good, but it's also great knowledge on how people who are already trained to handle some stress deal with new kinds of stress in the moment, how they process it after the fact, and how they plan on moving forward and tweaking things so they're not experiencing that same level of stress in the future. Additionally, I think it's important to refresh the audience on when the candidates are actually recording these things. So this recording happens at the end of their duty day, every day at selection, at least during phase two. So they have already experienced the day in full, already had a little bit of time to process the things after the events, and this is the last thing they do before they bed down. Also, I know some of the events or some of the experiences they're talking about aren't going to make total sense to the listener that hasn't been through it before. You just have to trust me. I'm not going to reveal everything. Some of this you just have to come and experience for yourself. But just try to find the subtleties of what they're talking about and pull from the experience. And I think if you listen to, at least by the end of the nine guys as they're talking about it, you can probably gain enough perspective to at least understand what the events were that they were tasked with that day and go from there. All right, enough of the talking. Let's get into it with Charlie 1-1 describing his experiences from day number two of operator selection.
All right, Charlie 1-1, first question. How would you describe the experience you had today? It was hot and heavy today. Things started early and they never really slowed down, whether it was, you know, a multitude of events and interviews in the morning or just individual work, whether writing assignments or other on the side. Had us busy all day. So it was definitely a dense work day mentally, for sure. And it ended with a bang, which kind of leads me to the next point of how did I perform today for the start of the next question. Talk about wanting to rep back, for sure. Today was a good example of, you know, committing to the process of the assessment, but also kind of forgetting exactly what sort of things got you here, whether it's just, you know, your training fundamentals of being in aspect war, etc. So I think in a lot of respects I performed pretty poorly today, at least for the final event, with the recency bias in full effect right now. What I did well today, on the other hand, I think mostly just the team environment. There was there was good feedback regarding how we worked as a team. We did not ultimately perform well or produce good products, but the interpersonal side of the team and at least adjusting to each other was a positive note for today. And I got some good feedback on that from my peers. What do I need to improve upon for tomorrow? Wow, yeah, relating back to the first part of the question, performing poorly. I think I just need to recenter on, particularly as it relates to problem solving, just exactly why and how I got to the point to feel comfortable to apply to the assessment. and re-realize those reasons. And I think that'll get me to improve. And then obviously a lot of that was detailed in feedback from cadre and from peers. So if I can focus on planning processes and, you know, a little structure in conjunction with abstract ideas, if that makes sense, then I think I can be successful tomorrow if I capitalize on the feedback. If I go back in time and prepare for today, for what you did today, what would you do and why? I think I would just review materials that I had coming into this checklist particularly, and then just kind of have that structure in mind as it relates to problem solving. I think just regrounding myself in the processes would have lent a hand today for some of the events. What's adding the most stress to you so far in the process, and how are you dealing with it? This is the next question. I think the sleep deprivation is starting to kick in a little. Last night was a late one. Tonight is a late one for sure. And I think managing it just by staying motivated with the team, contributing to tasks, and keeping a positive mental attitude amongst the fellows has been it for sure. And the other guys are definitely dealing with it. You can tell everybody's more tired tonight. And the stress is starting to build, particularly with the feedback that got relayed and brought about at the end of the day in the last event. And then, who performed well today, call sign only? What did they do that stood out to you? God. I have to take a long think about that one. I think there was one individual, it's Charlie 1-4 today, that did a really good job of providing feedback when we got to that portion post our final event today. We did a quick hot wash of the event and did some start, stop, continue, rapid fire. And he was very honest and he shacked the intent of that feedback session. And so I was really impressed with that today.
Charlie 1-2, how would you describe the experience you had today? I would describe the overall day as low threat. It was very calm, no added stress, except for once we got to the group mission planning project. And I think most of that stress was designed by time restraints and knowing that we didn't have a clear understanding of how to work through that problem. How did you perform today? What did you do well? And what do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? If I was going to rate it a 1 through 5, I would rate it a 1 just because my interview processes went well today in my eyes. I need to improve on my troop leading procedures. I failed miserably as the team sergeant for Alpha and Bravo, and even just Alpha before we combined the flights. It was not a hard problem. I just got sucked down the rabbit hole of listening to the officer that was in charge and the ideas that we put out without formulating a plan or having any type of organization or real organization to our problem solving. So that is my fault completely. And I'm going to work on that going forward. It's one of my number one focuses, like I've said before, is being a good troop leader and being able to motivate and direct other younger members. If you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? I would take all of what I just said with troop leading, and I'd go back to, I would have went back to my unit and prepared better with the teams on just basic MDMP troop leading, working through problem sets that we face in our AO, and really getting reps at just step 1, step 2, step 3, getting everybody focused. I mean, because you could stick with a process, and no matter what is thrown at you, as long as you stick to the process, you're going to find a decent solution, a workable solution. So that's what I would do. What's adding the most stress to you so far in this process, and how are you dealing with it? Still, the most stress in this process is the public speaking, and I am trying to work through the breathing and being cool, calm, and level-headed while I'm speaking in front of groups. I saw it coming out a little bit today during the interview process, and I tried to pause, and then while they were talking to me, I was trying to focus on breathing, digesting what they were saying, and not talking too fast. Who performed well today, call sign only, and what did they do that stood out to you? Charlie16, even though we failed miserably at our group project today, he did speak up at the right times with valid input, and when he did speak, he formulated his words and his slides well, and they seemed very organized, like he was prepared to deliver a not-so-satisfactory mission, but at least he gave some type of direction within our group.
I'm Charlie13. First question, how would you describe the experience you had today? I would describe the experience I had today as being an extremely eye-opening experience. I made a lot of mistakes that I shouldn't have made, and I think that it was beneficial for me to make those mistakes and then learn from them so I can grow and not make those same mistakes again tomorrow. Next question, how did you perform today? What did you do well? What do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? So I think my performance overall today, I think was good. It could have been better though. Something I did well was I think that I interacted with the team. I had good interpersonal effectiveness. I was willing to get in with the team and come up with good ideas, but I need to improve on my leadership abilities and really backing up the 2IC and making sure that everyone who's been tasked with something, I can be checking on them and making sure that they're doing the right things. Keep us heading in the right direction. Next question, if you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? If I can go back in time, I would probably realign my beliefs and my experience, and I would showcase those with leading from the front as far as utilizing a process for mission planning, for example. I would stay true to my experience and training, and then I would execute a task the way it's supposed to be and not lose a sense of reality. Next question is, what's adding the most stress to you so far in the process? How are you dealing with it? And A, are other candidates dealing with the same stress or something different? I'd say the most stressful thing so far in the process is gonna be just trusting my abilities and knowing that the things that I'm doing are really muscle memory. It's just sometimes stress tolerance can get in the way and cause me to utilize improper steps in certain instances as far as whether that be in a leadership environment or problem solving, just remembering that we have processes for things. And I believe other candidates are dealing with the same stress, and potentially they could be dealing with different things as well. Some could be dealing with stress tolerance, others could be dealing with issues with problem solving or, co-development. Next question is, who performed well today, call sign only? What did they do that stood out to you? I think today, Charlie15 showed his ability to come up with good solutions and be a voice of reason on the team. I think he's very well spoken, so he's good communication skills, and he really seems to have confidence as well. That stood out quite a bit. So that's all I had. Thanks for your time.
Charlie25, how would I describe the experience I had today? Day two was more mentally challenging. How did I perform today? What did I do well? I would say I performed below my expectations. Things that I did well would be that I think I improved upon my communication skills from yesterday. But as far as what I need to improve for tomorrow, I need to keep working on communication skills, projecting confidence. Another thing I can work on for tomorrow is problem solving, thinking outside the box, coming up with solutions. If I could go back in time, prepare for what I did today, what would I do and why? I would go back and challenge myself to come up with solutions to complex problem sets, paying specific attention to understand the end state and the conditions of the task, potentially working backwards to make sure that the solution I come up with actually fits the goal that we're working towards. What's adding the most stress to me so far in the process? How am I dealing with it? The thing that has added the most stress to me today would have been just having to brief in front of the cadre, in front of my peers. How I'm dealing with it is just staying focused on improving, getting better every day. Are other candidates dealing with the same stress or something different? I think a lot of other people are more stressed about the results of the event today. I think they might be stressed about the feedback they got back instead of simply internalizing it and using it to do better. Who performed well today and what did they do that stood out to me? I think Charlie24 did really well. He's gifted in communication, and I think when he was briefing his portion of our event, it sounded very confident, well thought out. It seemed like he really owned the stage.
Charlie32, I'll begin by reading the questions. How would you describe the experience you had today? So I'd say that today really gave me a lot of opportunities to do public speaking and get to speak to some of the members of the unit about why I wanted to be here. And that really felt like a great thing to say. Like, I've been training a lot to make sure that I presented myself in the right way, and I hope I came across genuine to them and they could understand my desire to be part of the 2-4's legacy. The next question reads, how did you perform today? What did you do well? And what do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? So I think I did good at arranging the guys and keeping us on a timeline and doing some of the things that a 2IC could do. However, I wasn't very good at getting intent from my officer, and because of that, I was really kind of just organizing the guys in a wrong direction. And so that being applied into other situations could actually be very fatal. So that's a great lesson I think I got to learn today. And I'm going to apply that to future things, especially for tomorrow. I'd like to really see if I can push my officer in the right way. I think it's too easy sometimes to kind of just overstep the officer and try to run the show. But you know, the goal should be to get his intent and then let that dictate my direction. The next question reads, if you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? I would say that in my workplace, I mostly just have a team sergeant and a team leader, and I watch those two work together, and they work so harmoniously that you kind of forget that those two are feeding off each other and learning from one another and building upon each other's work. And I probably could have went and talked to my team leader and my team sergeant and saw about how they work together to get the job done. And I could have applied those lessons today, and that could have been a very productive thing for me. Next question reads, what's adding the most stress to you so far in the process? How are you dealing with it? Also, are other candidates dealing with the same stress or something different? So today, definitely, I think, was hard on the nerves doing public speaking and being around the guys. Where you know, you're going to get critiqued for how you speak, you're going to get critiqued for the way you presented your message and the content of your message. So I think that probably was definitely something to add to a lot of the stress. I think I saw some of the other guys being stressed out as well. But again, stress is a good thing. Stress, if vectored in the right direction, can create growth. And it's very rare that you can find yourself in a place where you could be exposed to such amounts. And then the last question reads, who performed well today, call sign only, and what did they do that stood out to you? And so I think I was saying that some of his slides weren't too good, so I kind of bottomed this guy, but I probably should have maybe chose someone else because Charlie36 actually did really good. He's a kind of a newer controller, but he's an older guy. I think he's like 34, which here is a little bit older. And he uses some of his maturity to help direct the path, and I think I actually really do work well with him. So even though I had to bottom him for not having impactful slides, I would also like to say that he performed very well in the task that I assigned him to, and to following along with some of the things that we were putting out.
Charlie34, how would you describe the experience you had today? Today was far less stressful and stringent as yesterday, getting to know the team a whole lot better. Able to kind of let your hair down a little bit. How did you perform today? Today I believe I performed well in my interviews. I believe I was an authentic version of myself and kind of put my heart out there for the cadre to get to know me. What do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? Tomorrow, I need to not be gray whatsoever. I have to find ways to stand out, whatever the environment is or the task is. If you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? Today, I needed to be more vocal about opinions that I had. Going into our group problem, I needed to give feedback in the present moment. I don't think it was good enough feedback. I did try to give some, but I needed to give definitely some more blunt feedback, I think, more upfront. What's adding the most stress to you so far in the process? Definitely still taxed from day one. Body's sore, didn't get a whole lot of sleep, not a ton of recovery. Been eating food as much as possible and hydrating. How are you dealing with it, eating food and hydrating? Trying to stretch whenever I have the time, hit the massage gun. Are other candidates dealing with the same stress or something different? I think a lot of candidates are dealing with that fatigue. It's just something that sits in the background while you're trying to focus on other tasks. It's always present and slightly distracting. Who performed well today? Call sign only. And what did they do that stood out to you? Charlie24 stood out to me. During their group presentation, he was extremely clear and concise, but very in his briefing, in his part of the brief, he came across as if he knew his part of the mission and every other part equally clear. And it was evident towards the end that although their brief wasn't particularly successful, he had some good contributing points along the way.
Charlie43, how would you describe the experience you had today? I would say the experience today was different than yesterday in that there was kind of oddly some weird, it wasn't really downtime, but we had more time in our schedule to work and prepare on some of the tasks that have been laid before us. But then as the day progressed more and more, kind of was compiled on that. So I say from an overall experience, at least for me, it kind of seemed to start out kind of slow and mellow, and then it gradually picked up, and it's still kind of going. I don't think it's really going to slow down for a little bit longer. Next question. How'd you perform today? I feel I would say I was average, like in the, I'll just say I was average. Moving on, what did you do well? I feel like I did well in the cadre interview that I had. I actually enjoy that, and I usually don't like kind of being in front of people like that, but it was an opportunity for me to share about myself and to be kind of open and honest, to give them just insight into me, and I think that's good for them to see, and I was glad I was able to provide that. What do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? I think the biggest thing would be how I kind of function and interact within the group. For me personally, I felt like I kind of was a confusing activity for achievement. Like, I was just putting out ideas in the group, like our group project, and I was just kind of not saying things to say things, but like I was just thinking that what I was saying was contributing and was of value, when in reality, like, the entire team was messed up when we weren't kind of along the lines of where we should have been. So I think being able to take a step back and think critically and really process what am I doing, and is this contributing to the task, or is this just like filler or noise? If you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? I think the thing I would just want to prepare for would be not being hesitant, or not just kind of going along with the flow just because everyone else is doing it. Like, there are times a day where I kind of wanted to speak up, and then I did, but then got a little pushback, so I just kind of left it there. Where, like, I think it's important and imperative here to be able to speak up and, like, defend yourself, your point of view, or the option you're putting on the table, if it's valid and it has reason, not just going along with the flow because that's what everyone else is doing. Because I think that there's gonna come times where you need to present something or get a point across that's, like, not gonna initially want to be received, or may not think that it needs to be received or heard, when in fact it does. So you need to be able to have that persistence to be like, no, like, this needs to happen because. Next question. What's adding the most stress to you so far in the process? I think personally, just the compiling of tasks upon us has been I'd say the overall stressor, because it's impacting the, like, ability to sleep, ability to eat. So it's kind of doing a good job of stressing you in multiple different ways without it, you know, being kind of like a physical stress, like I think a lot of us are kind of used to. It's just a different level of stress that takes different techniques to comprehend. So that kind of, I guess, moves into the follow-on question there. How are you dealing with it? I'd say I'm handling it better than I thought. Just similar to my answer yesterday, like, I'm hungry, I'm tired and all that, but, like, I can continue, and I, you know, still feel like I'm able to function and do what I need to do. And then also, are other candidates dealing with the same stresses or something different? I think a lot of us are kind of in the same boat in terms of not really eating a whole lot, not sleeping as much as we would like, but there's some other candidates that, I think, have it worse, and that's just something really they can't control with like the sickness going around. That adds, I think, a lot more stress, especially like, it can compound like effects on your body that, you know, not everyone else is going to be exposed to if, you know, we're not hugging a toilet all night because we're sick. And then the final question, who performed well today and what did they do that stood out to you? I think someone who performed well today was Charlie 4-5. What stood out to me was how he kind of, I feel like, stepped up and filled some gaps while we were working on a group project. And he was kind of speaking up kind of in ways that some other members weren't, and kind of helped fill some gaps that we had in the team today.
All right, this is Charlie 4-5. How would you describe the experience you had today? It was a learning experience for sure. A lot of in-depth feedback and a lot of thinking for sure. How did you perform today? What did you do well? Well, let's do one at a time. How did you perform today? By the standards and the metrics and the things that I was actively working to improve, I believe that I performed well. So for like the character attributes that I was personally working on, I believe I did well. However, what do you need to improve upon for tomorrow? The target is definitely moving. And that was revealed by some of the events that we did today, or at least one of them, that revealed some of the discrepancies in at least my decision-making process. If you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why? Honestly, having confidence in the training that you've already received, or that I had already received through the pipeline, would have been useful. Using some of my old cheat cards, which, I mean, I brought, but for whatever reason did not occur to me to use, would have been very helpful. And just reminding myself that thinking outside the box does not preclude, or does not mean that you should work without a semblance of a structure. The structure is important. The structure keeps you moving in the right direction while you try to solve problems and think outside the box. And that is something that I would have definitely told myself. What is adding the most stress to you so far in the process? How are you dealing with it? Honestly, as far as stress right now, I am not particularly stressed out. I'm definitely learning a lot and I'm enjoying the process and I'm grateful to be here. But if there was something that I had to pick, I would say that the fear of the unknown that is coming is probably adding the most stress. However, that isn't something that is within the limits of my control, so it's not something I'm focusing on. Other candidates are inevitably dealing with the same stress. However, I think that some of the others were a little bit more shook from some of the feedback and events that we did today. Who performed well today, and what did they do that stood out to you? Charlie 3-2 performed well again. He's been a really solid NCO and is kind of working to produce some of the structure that we were lacking. Also highlight Charlie 4-6, who has been a real solid professional and excellent team player. Always looking for work, finding it and executing, and kind of exemplifies the like high quality young guy.
Charlie 4-1, how would you describe the experience you had today?
Today, someone surprised me in the morning. I thought it was a little bit slower, but was good to give us time to work on our priorities of work, including the GFC brief. We had a interview, which I felt like went well. I felt like I prepared for the questions and answered them well. Definitely got the first shock today with the group scenario this afternoon. I definitely feel like myself and my group performed poorly. I think me as a leader definitely could perform better. A lot of learning lessons from that, particularly just like understanding the root objective and understanding the intent. And from that, building a plan and really giving just clear, concise direction to the guys. I think it was said to me today, like, guys want to work, but you really got to give them that clear, concise direction. So yeah, I really learned that today. I think it was a learning lesson from our whole group. And later on, we're about to go do some feedback. I think we have a lot of good data points that we can pull from that last exercise and give to each other.
How did you perform today? What did you do well? What do you need to improve upon for tomorrow?
I felt like I performed well initially today. I feel like, again, that last exercise, my performance, I wouldn't say I was suffering, but I was misguided. I was definitely not leading the guys in the way I should have, in terms of just keeping them on task and not leading them in a direction against what was
what the standard wanted for us for the project. A way to improve upon that tomorrow,
I'm going to talk with the other team leads and really come up with our processes, as well as talk with our NCOs, come up with our way, like, when we tackle problems again, to be able to handle it. I think when that happens again, me and my kind of the NCO who's working with me right now, like, come up with a way of, like, looking at the problem and really analyzing it, come up with our plan, with analyzing it with the team, and kind of do that hasty mission analysis, you know, constraints, limitations, facts, assumptions, and just really understand the problem for whatever problem set is given to us tomorrow.
If you could go back in time and prepare for what you did today, what would you do and why?
I'd say just my day-to-day training, you know, at the STTS, anytime I'm given work or a problem, kind of like go about it the same way we should have today. Like, completely get engrossed in what's being asked of me, what's the intent, and again, kind of do that analysis to figure out everything there is that you need to do and make sure you're not missing anything. Like, for me, the STDS, I could have done that when we were given tasks for, let's say, surveys. Just treat it like it's a problem set and do that mission analysis. Maybe I don't need to do it normally, but, you know, treat it as an exercise. I feel like that's something that could help me right now during the A&S process.
What's adding the most stress to me so far in the process? How am I dealing with it? Additionally, are other candidates dealing with the same stress or something different?
I'd say the biggest stressor for me right now is just the unknown. Just going into an event, not knowing at all what it's going to be, and then having to, you know, think quickly on your feet, lead your guys. That's probably what's stressing me the most, but I'd say in a positive light, it's bringing out some good in me, bringing out definitely urgency and focus, but for sure a stressor. I think all the candidates are feeling that stress as well. When we get a tasker, everyone kind of has that little pucker factor, so I'd say they're definitely dealing with that as well.
Who performed well today? Call sign only. What did they do that stood out to you?
let's say 4-6 performed well today. So when we were doing that exercise, the instructors told a couple of the candidates that the team was missing a mark, kind of hoping that the candidates would relay that to leadership. Some of the candidates did, but I guess it just wasn't made it clear enough that, like, we need to scrap everything, start from the ground up. But 4-6, like, made it clear, like what we're doing isn't gonna work. They're not just suggesting us tweak it. Like, we need to start from the ground up, completely reanalyze the problem set. He stated matter of factly. It was clear. I'd say 4-6.